Neshama Leichem's sweetest friend, this year should be a special schus for Chaya Chevet Fege Bas Michal Yehudis Basya, Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael Ephraim Ben Rus, and Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, and the schus Nachagitel, Bas Rachel Esther, Bechol Anel B'Meila Bechol Yatzechel Atzeha, and the schus of Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, and of course Lili Nishmas Moreno Rabbeinu, Rabbi Kasil Yehuda Ben Rav Tzvi, and that's whose Torah we're learning. And this year we've been going through recently a lot of the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Agoyin Tzadik, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Schus Yogen Aleinu, and this is a tshuva that he wrote in Sefer Divrei Yatziv, which is his multi-volume, his seven-volume set of tshuvas. He has seven volumes of tshuvas and another six volumes of igros, of incredible Torah letters. And then there are many, many volumes on the Parsha. And then there's Yisrael Saba, which is a Torah journal that came out periodically with the Rebbe's Torahs, and just, he was so prolific despite his incredibly busy schedule, so many different things he was doing for the Klal and for the Prat, and despite all of the suffering that he had undergone in Shoah, the Holocaust, losing his wife and his entire large family, Chumana Litzlan, and all the physical and emotional distress, and he just didn't let it get him down. He just kept going. He was on fire. So this is the very first siman in Eben Ezer. Very, very lemaisa for us, human beings. Baruch Hashem, Kiryat Sanz. It's the third of Iyar in the year Tuf Shin Chof Ches. Sifro Birchas Eliyahu Kibalti. This is a letter that he wrote to Rav Baruch Rakovsky, who was a big guy in Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote a sefer, a perush, on the Gra's perush to the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra Kayadua, writes very succinctly, and it requires commentary to fully understand, to fully grasp what the Gra means, v'kulei hai v'ulai, right? Two of the greatest Ga'inim in history of Klal Yisrael, the last 500 years. The Gra and the Ragachavar, and both the Gra and the Ragachavar wrote Gur Bekitzer, they wrote Beremazin. And you have to work very hard, Laredis La'imek Daitam. So he was a Litvisher of Rakovsky, but the Kloisenberger wasn't Mavchin, Litvisher, Chassidisher, the Iker is Torah. In Sanz, that's the Yavoda. Torah, the Chassidios stress other things. But in Sanz, the central emphasis, everybody has to learn, but in Sanz, the central emphasis was Torah. Sifro Birchas Eliyahu Kibalti ulechavivusa doi raisa ovo beheora achas. So I received your Sefer Birchas Eliyahu, and since to show my love for the Torah, I will make one heora amasheraisi bepischei sifroi al dvar biru akroev and ezel sim aleph sifkot n'aleph. What I saw at the very beginning of the Sefer and the Bir Agra, and I think that the Gra has a very, very deep meaning. Remember, the Gra put Chassidus in Techeirim. But the Kloisenberger Rebbe doesn't take it personally. He's still a mamik b'divrei ha-Gra, b'divrei kotcha shal ha-Gra. Uma shekosav mehad esoif tainis, mekusher ima shehitzchil, mehad yivamis samach aleph omud beis. And that the Gra referenced the Gemara at the end of Maseches Tainis is connected to where he started, where he referenced the Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So let's see. Tihine hevi miksubis nantes amud beis v'toni rabbi chia ein isha ela liyayfi. So the Gemara in Miksubis and Daf Nantes Amud Beis brings Rabbi Yechia. And Rabbi Yechia says, "Ein isha ela liyayfi." But the purpose of a wife, the reason we have a wife, is because she's beautiful. And then he says further, Ein Isha Ela Labanim. The reason we have a wife is in order to have children. Tani Rabbi Chia, Ein Isha Ela L'Tachshite HaIsha. L'Tachshite Isha. A wife is for her tachshitim, for her jewelry. That's why we have wives, so they should wear nice jewelry. And he explains that these are the three families at the end of Tainis. In other words, we have three things here, Yofi, Banim, and Tachshitim. Let's look at the Gemara at the end of Tainis. They're doing the dance, right? And Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, the girls. Tanu Rabbanan, Yofefi Yos Shebehem Mayu Amros. What would the beautiful girls say? Tznu Einechem LeYofi. She'ein Ha'isha Elo LeYofi. Look at our beauty. That's why you have a wife for beauty. Ah, that parallels that. Ein Isha LeYofi. Miyuchasos Shebehem Mayu Amros. What would the miyuchas one say? Tunechen lemishpacha, shein isha lebanim. Ah, so that parallels the other statement in Ksubas Nuntes Amud Beis, that the miyuchasos, the girls of a good yichus, would say what? Look at the family. You're having a child for family, so we're going to have an amazing family. I'm a Twersky. I'm descended from all the great Hasidic Rebbes. I'm a Soloveitchik. I'm descended from all the great Litvish Rebbes. So look at my yichus, a grossi yichus. So that parallels the other category in Ksubis, Ein Isha Labanim. Then Rabbi Chia says Ein Isha Tachshit. You should look at the Gemara says in Tainis. Mucharois Shebehem, the girls who weren't so pretty, would say, Chu Mikchachem L'Shum Shamayim. Take your acquisition for the sake of heaven. Ubilvad shatat runa bezehuvim. However, you should adorn it with gold. Ah, so that's tachshitim. That a wife is for tachshitim, whatever that means. So that's the gimel mishpachos besof tainis. So it's a beautiful parallel. It's between the Gemara and Tainis, the end of Tainis, and the Gemara and Ksubas Nantes Amid Beis. And it's Rabbi Chia. There's Rabbi Chia talking. It's Rabbi Chia l'shitasa, because he says in Yevamis, on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Chia said, "Dayenu shemegadlis benenu, umatzilos osanu menachet." It's enough that we have wives. You shouldn't expect too much from them. Because at the end of the day, Megadlos Benenu, they raise our children. Ah, raising our children, that's Banim. Umatzilos Anosano Menachet. That's Yofi and Tachshitim. When they look beautiful, and they are actually beautiful, or they adorn themselves to make themselves look beautiful, so that saves men from sin. So that's the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Gimel. And in Ksubas Nantes, Amud Beis, you see, Sheyesh biyadoi lakufa al zeh, behavein. And a man can force a woman to look good. And understand this, Ayin Sham Besugya, Shematzil Toba zeh, Me'ilhure Aveira. Because the Mishnah says there in Ksubis that a woman has to do various avodas for her husband. She has to grind wheat for him. She has to bake bread. Of course, a husband has a lot more obligations to his wife, but here we're talking about the obligation of the wife to the husband. She has to bake. She has to grind. She has to do laundry. She has to nurse. She has to make his bed. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Chia. Because Rabbi Chia says, "Ein isha ela liyofi." So a woman is for beauty, not to do malachas that are going to lessen her beauty. In other words, if she's so busy working hard, That's going to lessen her beauty, so therefore she doesn't have to do these malachas. He says, "Ein isha labanim," and Ol Tani Reb Chiya, "Ein isha tachshita isha," that the husband should buy tachshitim for her, that she should adorn herself with these with this jewelry. So so I'm understanding that the Rabbeinu was learning that he can even be koyfeh, he can even compel her. That's part of her obligation. In other words, in the Mishnah, according to the Da'atz of the time in the Mishnah, he can compel her to do these malachas. And according to Rabbi Chiya, he can't compel her to do these malachas, but he can compel her to look good because that's her obligation. She doesn't have the obligation of malachas; she has the obligation to look good. So, a modern person hears this: "What are you forcing me to look good? You're forcing me to work for my husband." But again, we're dealing here with the Torah, not with this is not a New York Times editorial. And a woman has obligations towards her husband, and a husband has many more obligations towards his wife. It is a mutually obligatory relationship. Each one has specific obligations, and they have to be fulfilled. It's not just a hefkervelt that everybody does what they want. And a woman has this obligation because that's part of the idea of marriage, that it's supposed to save the husband from Erure Aveira, and he should focus his passions on his wife and not Chas V'Shalom on anyone else. Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. Ulefizeh Lamalo Shari Ba'ilonis. Sha'al kol panim matzilasoi min hachet u'ma yisure ika bedover. So why then is he not allowed to marry an Ailonis? That is a reference to the Gemara and Daf Samech Aleph. The Mishnah there says in Yevamis, Kohen Hejot lo yisa Ailonis, elim ken yesh lo isha ubanim, that a common Kohen may not marry a sexually underdeveloped woman who's incapable of bearing children, called an Ailonis, unless he has children. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even though he has children, he still shouldn't marry an Ailonis because that is the Zeo Zona Mura B'Torah, because she's not capable of bearing children. So that gives her this, their intercourse would just be for the fun of it, and that's not permitted for a Kohen. And then the Gemara says, Vaiter, and that's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Vaiter, and then the rabbis argue, they say, no, the only women in the category of a Zona are Giyores, Mishuchreres, Nivela Bilaznus, Kayadua. So Reish Lakish then says in the Gemara to Rafuna, my time, what's the reason that a Kohen may not marry an Ailonis? The Gemara says, Mishum Piri Verivya. In fact, the Gemara, only Kohanim are Mufkada Piri Verivya, or even Yisrael are commanded on Piri Verivya. So the Gemara says, Ein Achinami. This applies even to Yisraelim. But it said Kohanim because of the Sefer, because Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he has a wife, because that's a Zona Mura B'Torah. And a Zona, only a Kohen's not allowed to marry, but a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Zona, meaning if a woman, let's say a woman was in college and she had a physical relationship with a Gentile man. So that gives her the status forever of a Zona. She could break up with him. She could be the firmest girl now. She's wearing a skirt down to the floor and she davens a 45-minute Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. That's amazing, but she doesn't lose that status. So she can't marry a Kohen. She can only marry Yisrael. So therefore, this din of Zona only applies to a... And therefore, Ailonis, according to the opinion of the Mishnah, that an Ailonis is a Zona, so that would only be for a Kohen and not for a Yisrael. But as far as not a Pir Verivya goes, that would apply even to a Yisrael. So if they don't have to, if the Yisrael doesn't have children, he can't marry her. But if he has children, then he can, because he doesn't have to worry about the fact that she has a din of his own. So what then would be the Yisr? If she's saving him from sin, so then what's the Yisr? Matzilasu menachet. So the answer is that as far as the Yisrael goes, he's going to be mevatel mepir v'rivya. Because if he doesn't have any other wife, she's his only wife, and she's not capable of bearing children, so that's a bittul of pir v'rivya. Maybe there were goes there that, yeah, maybe afterwards he can marry a wife, another woman who is capable of bearing children. But in the meantime, he's married to her, and we're afraid that it's going to just keep lasting. He says she's good enough for me, and he'll never end up having children. So therefore, we forbid it. So again, the Gemara quoted the Gemara at the end of Tainus. The Gemara at the end of Tainus talks about how Tzunenechem leYofi, leBanim, Tachshitim, uBavatshitotrenabZehuvim. So you see that a woman with her beauty can save a man from sin when it's his wife. So that being the case, why can't a man marry an islandess? And the answer is because there also is the onion of banim. Inishel banim. There's also you have to have period of arrivia. So he's being mevatel period of arrivia. That's the problem. So that's the Vamis Samach Aleph Amud Beis is telling us that he needs to do period of arrivia. Even though at the end of Tainus we see there's other aspects of marriage as well. So you see that we don't get married for one reason, just to have children. Get married for various reasons. And it could be for existential reasons. Lo tova yosa adam levado. One can understand to mean it's just not good for man to be alone. So it's just a better world, a better life. God wants us to live the best, most fulfilling lives, much more fulfilling when one has a spouse. But then there's the period of arrivia aspect. And then there's the men are just men. And it doesn't matter how firm a guy is and how many times he shuckles during Shemoneh Esrei, but he has a strong sexual urge if he's a healthy male. And memela, that's another reason why he should get married, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's a maisa with Rav Huttner that there was once a bachur who had gone out with a girl, and Rav Huttner asked, "No?" And the boy, whatever, hemmed and hawed, "It's not happening." And Rav Huttner said, "Why?" And he could tell from the boy's hemming and hawing that what the reason was. So he said, "Ah, I see that she doesn't have enough sheker and she doesn't have enough hevel. Sheker achein behevel ayofi. She doesn't have enough of the chein and the yofi. That's why you're not interested." Okay, we're just people. But that's the connection between the Gemara in Tainis, the end of Tainis, and the Gemara in Yevamos. That the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that a man needs to do a period of arrivia, and therefore it's not just enough marry a woman who's going to satisfy his sexual urge and fulfill his need for an attractive wife. Now in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Samech Vov, he explains that since the Kohanim were chosen to serve Hashem all the time, Ra'uyu mechuyav liyoysam kidoishim v'nikim yoyser mikol she'ar ha'am b'chol inyaneyem. Avki binyan azivuk, ayin shem. So the Kohanim have to sanctify themselves more than everybody else. The Kohanim are held to a higher standard. Klal Yisrael is also held to a higher standard. We are the Kohanim of the nations. We are the Kohanim. So we have a higher standard. Kohanim, and within Klal Yisrael, Kohanim have a higher standard, even when it comes to marriage. And therefore, there's room to say that only a Kohen shouldn't marry an islandess, because that's only for Yofi, to save from Mehurei Aveiro. And it's not shaykh by a kohen, he's a tzaddik. He should be overcoming his yetzer. So for a kohen, vade ein isha el labanim. But a Jew, you would have a havim, meaning he can marry an islandess because ein isha el liyofi. And that's the explanation of the sugi in Yevamos. The Gemara says, my time, why can't a kohen marry an islandess? Mishum piryav rivya. Because he has to be fruitful and multiply. In other words, Chachamim asked it because when he's with this lady, he'll be mevatel from Puruvu. Or maybe he'll be mevatel la'olam, like we said before. Once he's already with her, he'll stick with her, and that's it. He'll never have children. Frek di gemore. What, pir v'riv only kohanim, not Yisrael? Why did it say dafka in the Mishnah kohanim? And for the gemore, because of the sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yisraelin is mishum shi zayna. No, the zayna chinami. Al tpir v'riv, it's even Yisrael. But we're learning it because of the dafka kohanim, because of the sefer that the Rabbi Yehuda says the dafka kohanim should marry an island, it's because she's a zona. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Nevertheless, the Tanakam is moideh that it's not proper for a kohen to marry an islandess because she's not really a pir v'rivya, and he's only marrying her l'shem yofi l'hasbiyah yitzray. So it's pasnished for a kohen to marry such a woman. So that's why the Mishnah discusses dafka kohen, even in the Reisha, so that in the Sefer we can continue talking about kohanim and say so. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mamish aser. But according to the Chachamim, it's pasnish, it's not appropriate for a Kohen to marry a woman just for beauty, because Kohen, even in matters of Zivuk, in all matters, Kohanim are held to a higher standard. Similarly, we see in the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer and Evin Ezer and Chelek Beis, Simon Pei Dalet, Dibra Maskel, Mikol Mokum, Legavi Yibum, that even according to Abishol, that you do Mitzvah Chalitza first, because when Abishol was concerned, if a person does Yibum, his thoughts are going to be all about, unfortunately, the beauty of this woman, her physical attractiveness, and he's not going to be thinking about a mitzvah. And Abishol said, if you're not thinking about the mitzvah of Yibum, then bevakasha, please don't do it. We're not interested in your mitzvah. If your machshavas are going to be l'shem taiva, l'shem lust, so you shouldn't do this mitzvah. So chalitza comes first. Nevertheless, that's the problem. Problem is that he should have done the l'shem mitzvah. And that's why the Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah says the woman spits in front of the man, because the man is saying, listen, I'm doing chalitza, I'm not doing yibum, because you know I'm afraid I'm gonna only have relations with you because of the pleasure involved, and not l'shem mitzvah. So that's why I'm doing chalitza. And she spits. And she says, this is disgusting. You're descended from Avram Avinu. You're Mitalmidei Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't control yourself. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So when a kohen marries an islandess, it's mechura hadara that he's noisel l'shem yofi kdei l'hasbiyas yitzra. And this applies not only to a Kohen, it even applies to a Yisrael. Even by Yisrael, it's Mechura Adavar. So the Gra is trying to prove, Ein Yisha El Labanim. In other words, your Kavanah should be for Banim. Your Kavanah should not be for the, just for the Matzilas Osanu Menachet aspect. So even though Yisrael is not Mitzuva Bedavar, Yisrael is not Mitzuva not to marry his own, he's allowed to. But it's still Mechur. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mamish Aser for a Kohen. And for Yisrael, it's Mechur. It's not a nice thing. It's not a good thing. And according to the Tanakhama, so even for a Kohen, she doesn't have the status of a Zona. But it's Mechur that's for a Kohen to marry such a woman. And the Yisrael as well. So the Shulchan Aruch there says in Ibn Ezer, the very first Si'if of Siman Aleph, he says, Chayiv kol adam lisa isha. You know why you have to get married? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kedei lifrois v'lirbois. In order to be fruitful and multiply. V'chom yishenu oisek v'piri v'rivya. Kilu sheifich domim. If one isn't oisek in piri v'rivya, it's like he's spilling blood. And he is minimizing God's form, so to speak. There are less people in the world, less tzelem alokim. V'garim l'shchina shetestalek in Yisrael, and he causes the shchina to leave Israel. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch that the reason we're getting married is for procreation. And that's what the Gra is coming to explain. He writes, very v'kitzer, Masnisin, The Perek Haba Yevinto Samachalav Kohen Hediot. He quotes the Mishnah that we saw, that a coin's not a Marin Island. Is Kamashim Farisham B'Gemara B'Shem Asnis Leivat L'Kamash Kasev B'Gemara Shem Ainli V'Chulei V'Amar Kidei V'Chulei Shkavanosi Abishvil Banim. So his kavana should be for children. That when you get married, you shouldn't marry an islandess. Nobody should marry an islandess because you're getting married for banim. And you're right, there's a specific din on the kohen that we see the opinion in the Mishnah that dafka kohen's not around islandess even if he has children because it's like marrying a zona. But even for Yisrael mechura davar, because the primary reason one should get married is for banim. And then he quotes the Gemara and Tainis that we mentioned, Yefefios Mayim Omros, Yuchasos Ma'omros, the Choros Ma'omros, Bivat Shetatruni Vitzonolah B'Tachshitim, Ki Yofi Shalafi Tachshitim. Why is the Tachshitim? Why the Mechor saying Tachshitim? So I look better. The girls, especially today, they have many ways of making not such pretty girls look much better. So that's what the women are saying. Okay, so you'll make sure that they'll beautify me. And that's what they're saying. Ki yofi shelefi tachshitin kama shikasa perakam de begila. Ubavad shetavu aruma, that Achashverosh was saying that Vashti should come aruma. Kein isha ela tachshitin. Because a woman is for her jewelry. And he's saying she should come naked. So I don't know exactly what the Gra wants with this quote. Maybe he was to be Mivazer. I don't know. And that's the Gemara we quoted in Ksubis, that the Mishnah that says that a woman has to do various avodas for the husband, that's against Reb Chiya. Because Reb Chiya says these three things, that a woman is letachshit, letachshitim, lebanim, lebanim, leofi, vehenin gibbot varam shamur eskana, valatam sisim lokasha. El valatanad masnisin lo kosher, lo koi, ela teni nechaba mishpacha. Vusheni shel lebanim. Sheker achain, hu tachshitin, kichainu machmas. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds that, or Lokai, he's referring to the fact that Teni Necha B'Mishpacha, meaning that the Tana in Yevamis, who says to not to marry an islandess, holds that the ikar is not the yofi and not the tachshitim, but rather the mishpacha, children. That's why one should get married. And that's, again, the Gemara is explaining the Shulchan Aruch, who says you should get married in order to have children. And sheker achein is the tachshitim, all this charm, because tachshitim give a woman charm. And that's sheker. And then he quotes the Gemara that Esther was Yirak Rokes, which doesn't make her so beautiful. It's Hevel Ayofi. She was no Seichain. And so I'm not sure what the Gemara is trying to prove from Esther. Maybe that she had Tachshitim, because Vayevahel is Tamrukevus, Vayevahel. So he brought her tachshitim in order that she should beautify herself. But the yofi she didn't have because it was Yirak Rokes Haisa. Anyway, but the point is that we explained the Bir Hagra as well as best as we could, based on the words of Rabbeinu, that basically the Shulchan Aruch is saying and the Ramba and the Gra is explaining that the ikar of marriage is for children, and not to satisfy one's passions, even though we see that in Chazal as well. But that shouldn't be one's primary motivation in getting married. not only Kohanim, but even Yisraelim. And Ve'efshar litlos Yisr hiru min haTorah. And there's a machlokas of hiru, the Yisr of hiru being Mahar B'Noshim is min haTorah. Because in Avodah Zarah, that chofon with beis, v'nishmartim mikol davarash laharadim b'yayim, you shouldn't have thoughts, illicit thoughts during the day, and come to tum at night. And Tosfos says that this pasuk is a drasha gemura. It is an absolute exegesis of this pasuk. It's not just an asmachta. It's not just a rabbinic derivation, but rather it's an absolute din d'oraisa. And Iksubis Menvav Amar Aleph, we see that according to Rabbi Lazar, who learns in Asar Motzi Shemer from Laselech Rochil, the Vinishmart is learned like Repinchas Ben Yara, that you shouldn't be Mahar by day and come to carry at night. However, the Rambam in the third parak of Narav Vesula, Halacha Aleph Paskins, like Rabbi Lazar, and nevertheless in the 21st parak of Asurei Bia, he writes Asar, he doesn't say that you're over on the that for her hurim, one is over on the ashara of nishmarta, which is a loisa same in a Torah. He only writes that it's aser, even though a pasuk is like Rebbe Lazar, and Rebbe Lazar learns from a pasuk. The Rambam writes in Halacha Yitches in Perek Chof Aleph, aser lahatzi shochus hara levatala. He shouldn't have relations with his wife and then be motzi the zera outside of her. And also, it's aser for a person laha ishiyak shatzme ledas. Or Yavi Atzmu Lidei Hirur. You now let it bring yourself to a place of Hirur. That's also Aser. But the Rambam says Aser. He doesn't say that it's Mamishal Alav Doiraisa. The Rambam passing like Rebbe Lazar, it should be Alav Doiraisa. Why does he only write a Lashon of Aser? So the Ramban writes that maybe this Azhara was only in a machne, only in the army camp there's this Daraisa, but it's not really Daraisa. However, in his Chedushim Techulin, the Ramban says that it is Daraisa. So again, the Ramban passing is like Rabbi Lazar in Hilchos Nara Besulan, the third Perek, about Motzi Shemra, and it says that if you hold like Rebbe Lazar Motzi Shemra, the Gemara says Rebbe Lazar also holds that he learns from a pasuk that here is Aser. So why does the Rambam say that it's Aser Daraisa? Why does the Rambam seem to say it's Aser? Maybe it's only an Asmachta. Maybe according to the Rambam it's only an Asmachta. Maybe so in the Ramban it's only an Isser in the Machaneh. And the Rambam, again, the Ramban, that's in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Vasafas Mitzvos, let's say it Aleph. But in his Chedushin to Chulam Lam Zayin Amid Beis, there Yecheskel said that he wasn't Mahar B'Yom. He didn't have a Hurim Rhyme by day. That would make him have an accident at night. So that's, he says, this is Dairaisim from Vinishmarta. But it could be that the Rambam from that Gemara and Chulin learns that it's only Derabonic, it's only Yecheskel saying it, but not Mamish Asur Dairaisim. And when the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, let's say Mem Zayin, and he brings in Sefri that Achrei Nechem is Nus, the Rambam writes, as we learned in a recent shir, Hemshech Achara Taibus HaGashmus V'Zasek HaMachshav Ben. Following Gashmius Dikataibus and involving your thoughts in them. So maybe the Rambam is talking about Histaklus and here. But here alone is only the Rabbanan. And in Hilchos Tshuva, Dala, the Rambam writes that Riyas Einayim Oven Godol, it's Goyim Legufen Shel Arayis, Lo Sesur Achrei Levavchum Achrei Nechem. Inechem daika, dafka your eyes. In other words, maybe the Rambam holds that it's only derabanan to have an illicit thought, and it's deraisa to have the thought together with the ri'iyah. But again, the Rambam paskins acharei inechem is not to follow taivas gashmiyos vehisasek hamachshav lebehem. So I sometimes think, you know, maybe this is not only talking about the bia, it's talking about bechlal, one who's a Another possibility is that the Rambam learned that it's only the Rabbanan from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin tells us a famous Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes on the base that there was a father who told his son to climb to the top of the building and fetch him some birds. He climbed, dispatched the mother bird, took the young. So he did Shiloh HaKein, he did Kibbut Av Eim, and on his return he fell and he died. Where's the, they're supposed to have a Richus Yamim for both. So the Gemara says that maybe he was Maharir. V'dilma Maharir be'aveira hava. The Gemara says, no, machshav ra'an HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'isa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish. He doesn't link a bad thought to an action. He's not punished for thoughts alone. So if you hold that it's only the, if you hold the hirhurim here as a hirhure avera varayus, so it's only a smachta be'alma. And therefore he's not going to be punished just for to die, just for hirhurim. And maybe the Rambam gets from this Gemara that the Gemara says that he was maharer, and the Gemara says, yeah, that's not the end of the world. He was maharer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf machshav l'maitza, that the yisur is only the rabbanan. So there are poskim who say for Ezer Mekudesh and Sif Gimel, he says that since the Moni HaMitzvahs aren't Monavis as an Isser, so there's no Isser Daraisa. However, in the B'nei Sassu and the Derech Pikudecha, Lo Se Lamed Hei, B'chelek HaDibur, writes that it is Daraisa, that her Hurim Raim are Daraisa, like the Beis Shmuel in Simon Chafal of Sif Kat and Gimel. So maybe it's Talu. But according to the Man D'Amar, Ein Isha Elli Yoifi, to guard us from Hirhur. So that's the Hir would be Minatora. That's why you're getting married, because Hir is Minatora. And Man D'Amar, Ein Isha Elli Banim. Why not Hirhur? Because Hir is only Dera Banim. So in the Mela, there's no reason to get married. The reason for marriage is not going to be just to prevent the Yisra Dera Banim. It's going to be to prevent the Yisra Daraisa. But Ein Isha Elli Banim, Hirhur is only Dera Banim. And that's why it says Ein Isha Elli Banim. The reason you're getting married primarily is for Banim, because the hair is only Dera Banim. The other opinion holds no. Ein Isha Elli Leoifi, because here is Doraisa. But Al Kol Panim, you see that from this Mishnah that we quoted in Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph, that it's not an appropriate thing to marry this islandess, because one shouldn't, for a Kohen or even for a Kohen Mamich, it's Aser according to one Tana. But to marry a woman just for her beauty, just for her attractiveness, is not a good thing. Even though it's not an Isser Gamor. And that's what the Begura is telling us, that when the Mechaber says to get married, in order to last up a period of Arivia, because where he's paskining in Yishael Labanim, that the primary reason for marriage would be for children. And it comes out then, according to this line of thought, that the Mechaber would hold in that here is only the Rabbanan. Al Kol Panim, it's a Davar Pashut that here is very Chamor. One shouldn't be Mahar, one should purify one's thoughts. And we should all be Zoche. Amir Tzeshem, Lavod is Hashem, Bitaro, Vikidusha, and to have Banim with B'nei Banim, Oskim, Bitaro, V'mitzvahs. It's well known for anybody who's ever had the experience that it's fleeting and it's passing, and it's the Yetzirah makes a lot more of it than it actually is. That's for sure. That's what the Yetzirah does for everything. He makes it to be a lot more than it actually is. So therefore, it's better just to take the counsel of the Torah and of Chazal and have pure thoughts and pure motivations. And then this way, one will be an Eved Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, not an Eved to his Taivas. Okay, it should be a chizuk for all of us. I thank everyone for listening. And Amir Tz Hashem, we will revisit this, because this is a very, very important issue. B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.